Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one lovable package, Glenn Klein Online, on a beautiful day in Tampa Bay for Saturday, March 26, 2022, the only 3-2-6, 2-0-2-2, and the only second birthday of our granddaughter, Caroline Eileen Klein, in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great weekend and wish Caroline Eileen a happy birthday. Happy birthday, beauty. We call her Ish because for some reason, her older brother, Connor, who will be 4 in August, heard the word sister initially as Ish somehow, and so started calling her Ish. So we call her Ish. Oh, I do. Some people do. She is fiery, determined, beautiful, smart. Last week during our family reunion, I FaceTimed my parents, and in California, my mom and dad are going to be 85. Well, they are 85. My mom will be 85 next month. My dad's already 85. They've been together for 70 years. Incredible. Since they were 15. In any case, I FaceTimed them with Caroline. She was in her high chair. She had some food in her mouth. And for Connor and Caroline to assure that they smile and look happy, we asked them to say monkey butt. Monkey butt. And so I said to Caroline, I said, say monkey butt. And she said, blah, blah, blah. And my folks said, what? What did she say? So I said to her, Caroline, say monkey butt again, please. And without missing a beat, and as clear as day, this 2-year-old said, monkey butt again, please. Unbelievable. So fun. Well, it's believable. Hilarious. Happy birthday, beauty. You are perfect and righteous and never was a sinner. That is a topic for another show and has been many, many times. If you want to hear more about what I just said and why the first thing I ever said to Caroline Eileen and Connor Tezzy Klein when I held them was, I love you, you perfect, righteous, holy, sinless, beautiful human. And wow, that will be the first thing I say to our soon-coming granddaughter, Ella, who is percolating right now inside of Hannah, our oldest daughter. We have 6 children and many spouses now connected to those kids. One's adopted. We've had quite a life. We're having quite a life. And later on this afternoon, I get to see Ella again for the 2nd week in a row. Hannah's having a 3D ultrasound in Savannah, Georgia. And Dawn and I will be watching remotely. Last week, it was during our Klein Family League reunion that we do once a year. For all the details, just go on my Facebook page and friend request me if we're not friends. You'll enjoy it. Normally, I do not do podcasts on the day that I release them. But I wanted to today, specifically, because later this afternoon at 12:30 Eastern, the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning are taking on the Detroit Red Wings in Motown, where their former general manager, Steve Yzerman, who did a great job here in Tampa, and the all-time great National Hockey League player for the Red Wings, is now the general manager of that squad, that organization, as we say in hockey. And as you guys who follow this effort on the regular know, my whole thing is to be a blessing in the earth. That's it. That's why I get up in the morning. Can I bless the people that come across my path today, including myself, because I'm a people too? That's one of the most important things you can recognize is love your neighbor as yourself is a great perspective, but you got to love yourself first. Then the question becomes, how do you love yourself? For more information, give me a call, 813-363-9545, or go to Klein.coach, my new website. It's all in there. How do you love yourself first? But you can't give until you realize what you have contained with inside you. You can do a counterfeit job, if you will, but you can't give wholeheartedly, if you will, until you know that you're perfect, righteous, holy, sinless, blameless, without spot or wrinkle, and so is everybody else. Everybody else, that there is no heaven, there is no hell. Again, check out the previous podcast, Pray for Ukraine, that is episode 62 here on GKO. So in any case, I am a huge sports fan. And one of the reasons that I'm such a big sports fan is because how much it teaches you about life. I am a life coach. I am a communication coach. And so much of what happens in sports is an awesome metaphor for what actually happens in life. Coffee coming in right now. Thank you, Julian Bauer, for the Nespresso. He represents Nespresso, and he sells Nespresso. Well, he doesn't really sell it directly. Indirectly, he does, because he's an executive with the company, and I am hooked. God, it's good coffee. Anyway, genetics is what really the reason I'm a sports fan. That's how I came out. I loved athletics from the moment I was exposed to them. My dad is a former college football player. He was coached by Marv Levy, who is the former Buffalo Bills head coach in the National Football League Hall of Famer. It's in my blood. When we bought the summer camp, Camp Menominee, in Eagle River, it's a sports camp. That's the camp I went to. So through Dr. Carl Zimmer, who's an amazing geneticist and wrote the book She Has Her Mother's Laugh, and other research by geneticists, we know pretty much everything is genetically based. So this is how I came out. This does not make me a better person. We're all righteous. We're all perfect. We're all holy. We're God in the earth, actually. That's the new way. That's the new economy of God. The old way was, we were all separated and fighting each other, and by direction of God, by the way. In any case, this is the new way. And I've discovered this, studying this stuff over the last 37 years, almost 40 years of my life. I'm going to be 63 in December. So it's been obviously the preponderance of my life. And I am a sports fan. I love studying sports to help people, and I just enjoy it in general. The Tampa Bay Lightning are one of the great sports organizations in the world. I didn't say it right. Organizations, because it's a hockey club. In the world, led by their owner, Jeff Vinnick. When Jeff Vinnick bought that team, that was not the case for our Tampa Bay Lightning. I've been here in Tampa, moving from Wisconsin, for 27 years. And was a huge sports fan. Grew up being a Chicago Blackhawks fan. Huge. So excited when the Blackhawks won their three Stanley Cups, except for the one that they beat us in 2015. And I had to make a decision. Would I follow my heart? Who was I going to cheer for when the Lightning were playing the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup final in 2015? And I followed my heart. I was like, who do I want? And I wanted the Lightning. And when I announced that on social media, oh my garlic, did my Chicago peeps come against me. But I followed my heart. I was truthful and honest to my heart. You can never go wrong following your heart. I had a client last week that I told that to. He's a new client, and he's a very sharp guy, runs a big company, and he's got a religious background. And he said, but what about the book of Jeremiah that says the heart is deceitfully wicked? And I told him, I said, that's the old way. Now we're in the new way. The heart has been cleansed. It's perfect. It was actually, our hearts were not cleansed. We were born this way. As Lady Gaga would say, you're born this way. Sorry. The Creator did not ask our permission for how he created all this stuff. And here we are. So you can follow your heart. Now, that doesn't mean everything's going to go right. Because sometimes your heart, and I think the spirit the truth, if you will, resides in our actual heart. I don't know, but that's what I think. But I do know it needs that information that's in our gut, in our innermost being, if you will, in our spirit, needs to get to our brains. And sometimes, just like when there is a power interruption from your utility company, your electric company, to your home or office, and you get a power surge or your power could go out for weeks, it's because there's an interruption between the power source. They always have power, but where it needs to be received in your home or your place of work or whatever. That's it. So you may misinterpret in a power surge, if you will. It might get interrupted slightly, but if following your heart can lead you down the wrong path, then it can straighten it out. It kind of proves if it can lead you down the wrong path, then it can straighten out that path. Follow your heart, beautiful humans, 100%. And so the reason I do these things is because I'm following my heart, because I want to. We never do anything that we don't want to. Whoa, coach. I didn't want to get fat. I didn't want to cheat on my spouse. Yes, you did, subconsciously, or you wouldn't have done it. It starts as a want to. Well, why would I want to get addicted to alcohol or drugs or tobacco? There's a lot of reasons, but the bottom line reason is because it's obviously in our face, that type of thing, all the time. But you don't know yet how worthy you are, how perfect you are, and everybody else. And when you do, this takes a lot of meditation, a lot of mindfulness practice. However, David Allen, the modern day philosopher, calls it a mind sweep. Your friendly neighborhood life coach or relationship communication coach, yours truly, calls it taking a brain poop. Viktor Frankl, who wrote the all-time great book, Man's Search for Meaning, you should get that if you have never read it. Even if you have read it, read it again. He calls it mental hygiene. This Jewish guy, Paul the Apostle, called it having a cleansing of the soul, a renewing of the mind. The brain controls everything, folks. Having a healthy brain is really important. And the number one way to have unhealth in your life or sickness, whatever the case, is be exposed to the thought that you have to do something to please God. I know this flies in the face of Christianity and most religions, but sorry, I just speak the truth as I see it. Why? Because I want to. And it's genetically based. This is how I've been my entire freaking life. And have I been wrong sometimes? 100%. And I have learned, other than saying I love you to someone or to you personally, the three most powerful words I've ever said was I was wrong. But you gain confidence when you know who you truly are internally. And so I confidently started a campaign, because I'm such a huge Lightning fan and they've meant so much. I have the Lightning crest tattooed on my right shoulder, right above my Chicago Cubs tattoo from when I was a kid, the sleeve patch that the Cubbies wore. I got that tattooed after the Cubs won the first World Series for the team in 108 years in 2016. That was the happiest day of my life. For many reasons. You have to read the show. You have to read the blog. Go to Klein.coach and Coach's Corner, the blog. It's there. The tattoo's there. The story's there. It's all there. I was so in love with this hockey team and the way that they were approaching life, including their coach, John Cooper, at the time the general manager, Steve Yzerman, that in 2018, we had a tremendous squad. We have the best goaltender in the world. My recent blog talks about him, Andre Vasilevsky, about why I think he cut his hair, possibly, but he cut his hair, and how we can use this for our own lives. Got a lot of props about that one. Check that blog out. The goalie cut his hair at Klein.coach. In any case, he was phenomenal in 2018, and we got swept in the first round of the playoffs by the Columbus Blue Jackets, we were the first seed, they were the last seed. They were coached by our former coach, John Tortorella, who coached the Lightning to our first Stanley Cup championship in 2004. What a great memory that was. I watched Game 7 with my oldest son, Joe, at our favorite resort bar on our, I say our lake, where the summer camp still is, and on the chain of lakes where our lake house is, Ida Joe, in northern Wisconsin, which we, by the way, Airbnb out in Sugar Camp, Eagle River, Wisconsin. Ida Joe of the North. Oh, man. So we were sitting on rocking chairs just watching Tortorella lead the Lightning to their first Stanley Cup in 2004. I've been a fan a long time. I used to take when the boys were little and the Lightning sucked, we used to go to games. In any case, I was crushed when the Blue Jackets swept us in four straight games. We went out to this is how entrenched, I remember this like it was yesterday. It was 4 years ago already. We went out to a 3-1 lead in the first game, and I thought, well, this is how it's going to go. We're going to crush this team, maybe sweep them. They swept us. It was the most disappointed I've ever been as a sports fan. And people say, but Glenn, you're a Chicago Cubs fan. 108 years you waited. And I tell folks, I know, but when you're a Cubs fan, that's what you expect. You expect disappointment. And I was not disappointed with my expectation with the Cubs. And they almost lost the 2016 World Series. They turned it around. It was incredible what happened. It's actually the topic of my podcast today. Why I'm doing it now versus what, you know, dropping it next week. Because the Lightning have really been scuffling, and I try to make a difference. And I've seen it happen many, many times. How you can make a difference in the earth by changing your mojo, your energy. This is not external spirituality. This is knowing science, frankly. And was prompted by my friend Catherine Ward, who was sharing a meme I made encouraging Lightning fans to switch it up. Because we all know that expecting different results while doing the same thing is insane. But we all do it. It's called repeating patterns. And so she shared it. And then there was a fella who I'm looking for right now to find his direct quote. All right, his name is Josh Allen. I'm going to tag him on this if I can. He's a Lightning fan. And I suppose I should read the post, the meme that I wrote that Catherine shared. All right, here it is. It says, it's pretty nicely done. It's a purple background with a great Lightning bolt just flashing. And it says, like Coop does with our lines, this is a hockey reference, and Coop is our head coach, John Cooper. Like Coop does with our lines, it's time for the Thunder, referencing the fan base, or called the Thunder, to do our part. So tonight, switch it up. Wear something you usually don't. Watch it in a different location. We need to do our part, something, anything, to switch it up. Let's effing go. Go Bolts. And so not only did I share that before we played Boston, because we've been struggling, and we've got a great squad. They just have been struggling. So Josh Allen chimes in with, LOL, what? Nothing you can do impact the players. It's in them to perform. And then Catherine, who, as I said, posted it, okay, but what if it works? It's worth a shot. Now, I know it works. Does it work well enough to turn the tide? Sometimes not. There's many other factors. I'm going to explain to you. There's the coffee, the Nespresso. Then I commented to Josh. I said, they've said many times, meaning the players, how much the support of the fans mean to them and how they don't want to disappoint us. They're world-class athletes, but they are just human beings too, just like the rest of us. Perfect, righteous, holy, sinless, and susceptible to the challenges that we all have, like disappointment and being depressed and stuff. The Tampa Bay Rays just honored yesterday their late bullpen catcher, Gene Ramirez. They in their spring training game against the Orioles yesterday, all the starters had Gene Ramirez jerseys on, number 98, because Gene, unfortunately, succumbed to suicide this offseason. And they love Gene. He was a great guy, but he was sick. That brain stuff is really important, you guys. They're just human beings. Even though they're great athletes, they're just human, just the rest of us. Just like the rest of us, as is everybody, regardless of the amount of money you make or your level of status in society, people are people. So then Josh chimes in with, if you're attending the games live, yes. They have no idea what you're doing when you watch on TV. That's not true. They watch games on TV. They have an idea. And so here's what was my response to Josh. He did not respond to this. There's really no response. You obviously don't understand energy dynamics, which is fine, but consider just not being a negative Nelly in general. Go Bolts. Oh, my God. I'll tell you something, you guys. This is all science, what I'm going to tell you now. We are walking, talking grids of energy. We know this. This is how people fall in love. They get in front of each other. Even if they have nothing in common, when two energies combust, two human energies, you fall in love. There's a lot of research behind this. And when you change things up energetically, in other words, obviously I am plugged in, so is Catherine, so is Josh, to this organization called the Tampa Bay Lightning. I was just in Nashville, as many of you know, to watch the Lightning play the Nashville hockey team, the Predators, in an outdoor football stadium. And the energy and the intensity was incredible. And the Lightning talked about it, about what a difference it made. Now, yes, Josh, did they show up? They sure did. They showed up, the fans. We showed up. But they felt it. They heard it. They knew it. Words that we have, actions and attitudes carry energy too. So do words. When we say something like, I'm going to say, you all are and everyone is on the planet perfect, righteous, and holy, sinless, without spot, without wrinkle. You're faultless. You don't have any faults, not as far as God is concerned. Those words have sound waves, and they go off into the atmosphere. Sound waves just don't go into a vacuum. They go somewhere. Do you ever notice that even when you're just thinking about somebody and haven't talked to them for a long time or even seen them, all of a sudden they show up? That's the algorithm of the energy. You realize our computers are based on the way our brains and our bodies work, right? It's called an algorithm. The people that are in our lives, we have experience with. We care about. Now, the Lightning played the Boston Bruins, which I cannot stand the Boston Bruins. Now, all their fans and all their players, past, present, and future, are all perfect, righteous. So I'm talking about their attitude. It sucks. Mean, the Boston Bruins hockey fans. Years ago in 2011, Steven Stamkos, who's now the Lightning's captain, caught one in the face in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final to go to the Stanley Cup Final then. And Stammer caught one in the chiclets and lost a bunch of teeth and was just gushing blood, and they rushed him off the ice. Now, usually, the sportsman thing to do is to give a polite applause. Just, okay, we realize this is only a game and we want you to not be seriously hurt. Or hurt at all, for that matter. When somebody gets applause from the opposing fans, it's because they're seriously hurt, and Stammer was. They had a blood-soaked towel on his face, and off he went. Well, hockey players are the toughest athletes in the world. They're among some of the toughest people in the world. And Stammer came back. But instead of giving polite applause, the Bruins fans actually cheered happily that another human being on the opposition team just happened to be was seriously injured. From that, I always couldn't stand Boston because they were always so good. They crushed my Chicago Blackhawks when I was a kid. But that put the nail in the coffin. So we're playing the Bruins, and like I said, we've lost a bunch of games in a row. We're just struggling. We're in the wild card playoffs, and if we don't turn things around, it ain't going to go well. We're not going to get in the playoffs. It's possible. Unlikely. So this all started when Vladimir Putin, it's coincidence, I know. Everything's coincidental. You people say, are there such a thing as a coincidence? Of course. Everything coincides that you are aware of. It's coincidental. Now, are there other factors besides coinciding or coincidence? Of course. But the fact of the matter is, we have three Russian hockey players on our team. The aforementioned Big Cat, Vazzy, Andrei Vasilevsky, Cooch, the world-class, one of the greatest hockey players on the planet, Nikita Kucherov, and our near all-star defenseman, Mikhail Sergachev, for the Lightning. So there's about 20 players on a team. So we have over 10% are Russians, who, and they're some of our best players. They are our best players. Certainly the goalie. They cut his hair. and ever since then, we've been struggling. And then Vazzy cut his hair, and Catherine and I started this campaign, we made sure they understood that it was, we love our boys. Just go on Facebook. We're supporting the team in general, but specifically our three Russian players. We wanted them to know we loved them. We supported them. In no way, shape, or form did we associate them with what the dictator of their country was doing in Ukraine. The next night, they won the first game, or there was the second game in a while, but Kucherov scored his first goal in 8 games against Seattle, and Vazzy had a great game. But they've slumped again. And so, if at first you don't succeed, try again. So then I created the meme, and I said, switch it up against the Bruins. And it had really good response. We were up 2-1 against Boston in the third period. The Lightning almost never give up a third period lead, but they did this game. Vazzy let in a pretty cheap goal in the second one, and this guy for Boston was a great player, Pastrnak. He got the hat trick. He got all three goals. The place went crazy. You have to understand something. We played better, for sure. And I've seen this happen so many times in life in general and in sports specifically, where as a fan base, I encourage people to switch it up. When I was cheering for the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup in 2013, and I rented out a room here in Tampa, and I invited a bunch of Blackhawk fans and people to attend. Well, the Hawks were down. And I said, we got to keep switching it up. And I had them changing the channels on the television. We were switching up seating. And the Blackhawks came in 17 seconds, scored 2 goals to win the Stanley Cup. And everybody was going crazy on me because they thought that that had something to do with it. It did, folks. Did it make the difference? Of course not. I don't know what percentage, but I'm telling you this, and this was what Catherine did say. It didn't hurt. I know it works. I know changing up the energy and the dynamic works. It's just a question of how much. There's Boston Bruins fans carry energy, too. The Boston Bruins players carry energy. When you're in a competitive situation, it doesn't always work out, but you don't ever surrender. Because in competition, you don't win or lose. You win or you learn. And the Lightning have I'm addressing Lightning fans. If there's anything we've learned about this particular core group and John Cooper and this organization is that they can be trusted. They usually figure it out. But it also is a great life lesson how hard it is to live a life or a season of excellence. It's hard. That's an inside joke. If you know, you know. I'm here to help it be a little less difficult for you. So I'm offering, and I do offer, the first coaching session for free. For free. So you can call me, 813-363-9545. If you just want to talk, if we connect, if our energies connect, we can continue on. If not, you know, off you go. Off I go. It's lovely. Catherine's and my energy have connected. I consider her a real friend, not just if we met on Facebook. She shared all the We Are Love Our Boys. It had a profound effect. We had kids making up posters. It went all over the world. I wouldn't call it viral, but it was viral-ish. And then the meme that I read to you guys had an impact. We haven't turned it around yet. So obviously John Cooper and his staff and the players are doing their thing. They play the Detroit Red Wings Right now, it is 10:27 in the morning, Saturday morning, on Caroline's second birthday. They play them puck drop in Detroit in about 2 hours. I will be switching it up. I'm recording it. Usually, I watch it live. And also, I'm going to be seeing Caroline at noon, the 3D, Caroline, Ella at noon on the 3D ultrasound. Loving that. Let me hear from you. Go to my website, klein.coach. This, you guys, I would never encourage you to follow me. I am a very, very flawed, perfect, beautiful human. I mean, there's a difference between being a coach and a player. This is why Hall of Fame players almost never make good coaches. Marty St. Louis, the Hall of Fame former Tampa Bay Lightning, is now the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, wishing him all the best. I don't think he's going to succeed. Not because he's not a great guy or wasn't a great player. He was and is. It's just that it's very hard for people that genetically things come to like this. Even hard work, you get to that place through just through determination. I once coached a guy who 6'4", very athletic. He had it in his mind that if he focused on nothing but baseball for 6 months, he could make the major leagues. And I told him, I said, no, you can't. You won't. Because he didn't have it genetically. Plus, he didn't have the focus genetically. You can't beat genetics, people. This is what my genetics are, to encourage you to change it up and to not continue to do the same thing, expect different results. And to understand we are energy grids, and energies do connect, and energies do make a difference when you choose on purpose with a purpose to switch it up. Stay logged on. We always end the Glenn Klein Online podcast with my son Angel's beautiful rendition and articulation of our oneness and our righteousness. It's called We Are Love. You can see that at glennkleinonline.com, both the lyrics and hear the song again. You cannot beat this song. And I'm hoping that eventually the league, I mean, there's a lot of factors for the Lightning. I mean, they've won two in a row. They're exhausted every game. If a team beats the Lightning, they beat the champions. I mean, that's not easy. So we fans have to do our best, and I'm going to do my best as a huge supporter of this squad to see if they can go another playoff season without being defeated and winning a not unprecedented, but a really impressive third straight Stanley Cup. I'm glad that if they're going to scuffle, that it's March and not April or in the start of the playoffs, of course. Enjoy my son-in-law Angel's song. Let me hear from you, and if there's anything I can do for you, know that I love you. And until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, go Bolts! Happy birthday, Ish, and shalom, everybody!
Since you're knocking on the door, you're begging to come in, yeah. Unaware that all the wild has been knocking from within. You are the love you see, a perfect girl you need. Righteous and holy, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're lost and alone, gotta be nothing to complete. It's not a thing that you need, you're the love. Just remember to breathe and take a second off. Look, I'm just trying to remind you that you're good.